Reverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight because we're live on Thursdays. LA Talk Radio plays us different times on different channels. Skype problems, but I think I'm back.
Okay, you're back.
I'm back. Okay, so we're happy to be here. Tonight we have Sue Wagner with us and Dr. Pat. You're live on the air.
I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. Hey, Sue, what's shaking?
Okay, well, in May, Kelly and I had started some ladies groups. I have them on Thursdays, and Kelly has one on Mondays and Wednesdays, and we are opening up some more groups. I'm opening up two more on Monday, at 9 a.m. and at 5 p.m. These are Pacific Standard Time. Wow. Kelly's looking into starting one Friday at 3:30. These groups are limited to four ladies. We meet weekly. My fee is $140 for the four sessions, and Kelly's is $160. We are now taking names. If you'd like to attend our June ladies groups, we're opening up more groups. One information, info@drpatallen, or you can call me at 949-723-0338. Kelly, my ladies, I love my ladies. I'm really helping them move. It's been 2 weeks now, and they've really gotten a lot of information. And they're dating, and they're talking to their husbands better, and they just love the group because I can help them focus on what they're doing wrong and helping them steer more towards what might work better for them. What's your response with your groups, Kelly?
I'm loving having this time with my ladies. They're all amazing women, and I am so glad to help them with their communication skills and with their relationship skills. It's so exciting and it's so rewarding to deal with them and talk with them and hear all the things that they have to say. It's amazing.
That's what we have going on now. So if you want to get in on a group, email me or call me. The spaces are becoming scarce. I've already gotten a few ladies signed up. So if you want a space, call me up or email me. And if not in June, I can probably open up some more times in July. With that, that's all I've got to advertise for now.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Sue. It's amazing to have you here and to hear what's going on and what's shaking. Everybody needs to know we've got our newsletter heading out again. So if you want to sign up for that, www.drpatallen.com is the place to find the sign up for that.
Okay. Thank you guys. Have a good show.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you. Bye. 323-203-0815
is the number to call to get on the show and in the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. What's wrong with your dialing fingers? Get it going on. And here we go. Let's see what Sam's got to say there at the switchboard and see if we have some calls coming in. I think we have one. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Hi there, Brian.
I can't stay away for too long, but where are the men's groups? I'm ready for one of those.
Well, what can I say?
Hey, you can say whatever you want, but I would think there would be enough guys to put together a 3 or 4 person group. I know I'd certainly aim for it.
It's not the people attending the group It's men that want to do what I and Kelly and Sue are doing, which is teaching.
Uh-huh. Well, so, I would certainly think, I would hope there would be room for guys under your umbrella of stuff that would go. I know I'm the only one who calls consistently, but I know there's a few men in your circle. I think that would be a good thing for us too.
I'm not doing that kind of work, no. What I'm doing is dealing with people that call me and have read some of my books. I have a number of them, so that we can jump right into the work. So have you read any of my books?
I have. I have a couple of them up on the shelf. Getting to I Do, what is it, The Conversational Rape.
Yes.
I think if I have one or two others, but yes, and I've definitely read a number of the books that you've suggested. So yeah, I think that that certainly exists.
Do you want to qualify?
What do you mean qualify?
Well, Catherine O'Brien was trained, like I was, to be a transactional analyst. We're both therapists, and she can certify you if you take her classes. She's having a class June 11th to start with. So, Kelly, do you have numbers?
What's her name? I could probably find it online.
Catherine O'Brien. I'm digging her advertising out right now.
Okay.
Because
might not be spelled.
She is working in a university now. She is somebody that can help you become what Kelly and Susie are doing and I'm doing.
Yeah, I see that she's a therapist, and yeah, I think I found her website.
So with that in mind, that's how you get men. I don't have a man's body. I teach what I know about men, and I've dealt with a lot of men as a therapist, but now I'm spending my time teaching.
Right, yes, I got that. My two cents was, I think there would be a demand for a small men's group around your stuff, and just like
why don't like you they get do certified?
I'll think about that. Thank you. I did have a question for you.
Well, ask me the question, but she's the one that can certify you to be a TA practitioner.
Okay. No, I got her website. I'll look it over. Thank you. So a question that I was thinking about, I know you have mentioned a number of times about how, and I think you've even mentioned it to me here, that, you know, in work situations, you can do, I think, one way and I think another. And I know in romantic relationships, you have said that one person can take the think position, usually the one who's primarily in the masculine role, and then the feel position would be the
respected
person.
Respected. There's two energies that I work with. One is respect, and the other one is cherishing. And when somebody comes in to see me as a therapist, I ask them, do you want me to help you get respect or cherishing? Are you cherish first, respect second, respect first, cherish second? Let's just do you. Do you want to be respected by your mate or cherished first?
Yes. No. I definitely want to be respected first. And I realized that I think growing up, I was cherished more by mom than respected.
And that's why a lot of men come and see me, because I help them learn to speak like gentlemen. A boy is supposed to be respected by his mother by the age of 11. If he isn't, he's left in the space of a woman. Every baby is a girl for 8 days. And then scripting starts. So boys need to be respected by a mother figure, and girls need to be cherished by a father figure by the time they're 8 years old. How do you like that? So,
that's very significant.
Have you read It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe?
No, I have not read that one yet. That's your last book, right?
That's my last book. And that's the book that sets you up for being an I, a we, and an us. I strongly advise you to read that book, especially the I-ness, the we-ness, and the us-ness, and then decide if you want to teach what's in that book, because that's the summary book.
I think the games people play early in the pandemic, and I definitely got a lot out of it, plus listening to you talk about it for quite a while now. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of very valuable things in it.
I think so, too. That's why we're offering it to you. And Catherine O'Brien was a student, but she went on to become a therapist.
I see that, yes.
I went on. I'm a therapist, but I'm not. I am now retired into teaching.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm grateful we can still get you here. It was great in person, but this is still good.
So, you've asked a question, and I've given you the answer, right?
You have, and I'm going to look over Catherine's website and consider that. So, thank you again.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. I believe we've got another call. And so let's see what we've got going on here.
Good afternoon.
3-2. Hi. You are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, I do. Thank you so much, Dr. Allen. It's a pleasure to speak with you this afternoon.
Thank you so much for calling. If you didn't call, there wouldn't be a show.
Wow, well, you are truly a priceless being to contribute to enriching our lives so we can live our best lives, and I'm very grateful.
I want to add to the audience, I'm not paying her to say that. We're the One Institute is a nonprofit association institute.
That is correct, but I'm just so appreciative of all that you're doing. I'm reading your books, listening to your podcast, and I'm just human being. I'm listening to your podcast.
Of what?
Of your previous radios.
You're listening to my shows from the past.
Correct, and they're so invaluable. And I'm also listening and viewing your YouTube videos, which are phenomenal. And I'm reading your book.
Good. So what is your question to me?
Okay. My question to you is that I met someone online, and we organically connected. He placed the first call, and I asked him, would he be willing to cherish me? And he said he would. He lived in a neighboring city, which is 2 hours away, and he said that he did not want me to drive the distance to see him. So he's going to drive. We found a beautiful.
Wonderfully cherishing.
Awesome. And so not only am I a Christian, I live by Christian values. So I recall you saying that at a minimum, we could see each other once a week. And
wait a minute. Now you sound like you want to be respected.
Okay.
Which do you want?
I want to be cherished, but I just want to make sure I'm living by my Christian values and making sure that I get the commitment, the continuousness, and the monogamous relationship and the ring.
Wait a minute. Are you in a committed relationship with the man that's driving 2 hours to see you?
No, ma'am. I want to get your input so I can be prepared.
Wait a minute. When you check in, you're mothering him, which is masculine.
I do understand.
I want you to hear what I'm going to say. Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. So the way you would get him to drive would be, I don't want to drive.
Okay, I do understand, but he offered. He says, I don't want to
drive. I know
drive.
That. That's what I wanted to say that now. I said he was a wonderful gentleman in that he said, I don't want you to drive. I will come and see you. That's a man.
Yay!
So would you be so kind as to not want him to respect you?
Yes.
Does your mother want respect or cherishing from your dad?
My mom wanted respect from my dad more than to be cherished.
So your mother wanted sex?
You know, my mom was, she would never talk about what her needs were, so I'm not in the position to answer that question, but just in growing up and observing her, she clearly wanted my dad to respect her.
Okay, see, because I'm listening to the training that your mother gave you, which is opposite of mine.
I hear you, but I will follow your input.
Good.
Over my mom.
You know what I'm called? A rent-a-mom. I'm going to say, you told me you wanted to be cherished. God, in his infinite wisdom and mercy, gave you a date with a man that said, don't drive 2 hours, I'll drive to you, which is so cherishing. Do you see
wonderful.
How different that is from what your mother taught you?
Yes, I do, ma'am. I do, Dr. Allen.
So would you be so kind as to let him ask for what he wants, say what he thinks, and to do it if it fits your moral ethical code of, you know, monogamy, continuity, and you're wanting to get married or mated?
Married, most definitely married.
You want to be married. How old are you?
I am 59 years old.
That's just fine. And you've never been married before?
never been married before, but came close. But he wasn't for me. What I come to understand is that I was I loved him, but I'm very ambitious, and so we just weren't a match. We just were not a good match, and it worked out.
Is he still available?
I don't want him. We're just not a match.
Oh, you're not. What doesn't match?
I'm so sorry. I may not be clear, Dr. Allen. So let me try that again, please. The guy that I met now.
Yes. Oh, you've got a new man?
Ideal. Yes. I'm talking about the past. But
okay. So is the new man as cherishing as the old man was?
He's 10 times better.
Wow.
Than the old man, yes.
Has he asked you to stop dating other men?
He did, Dr. Allen.
Did you say yes or no?
I said no.
For what reason?
Because I'm listening to you regarding the duty dating. And
no, duty dating is dating people you're not attracted to.
I see. Thank you for the clarification.
Real dating is, it has chemistry by the third date. If you don't have chemistry when you're dating him, that's not a good sign.
I follow you.
So chemistry, compatibility, which means he's aiming towards marriage. He's maybe the right religion. He's the right politics. You're compatible enough to be married. Is that true?
I fully understand what you're saying.
But what did you say no to? You said no to being his girlfriend?
Well, he asked me to get off the dating app. And if I understood you correctly, I was to say no until we established the direction of our relationship.
Well, no, we're doing establishing the direction of your sexuality. You have nothing to say to him until he says, I want to negotiate time, space, money, and play to get engaged someday. Has he tried to kiss you?
No, he hasn't tried to kiss me, but he did say that he wants marriage. He did say that.
Oh, wait, so you're not going to have sex until you're married?
That is correct.
So has he asked you to get engaged?
Not yet, Dr. Pat.
Okay, is that what you're waiting for?
Yes.
Okay, but do you understand, in order to get to that deep space, you have to date him to get to know him?
Correct.
So are you dating him now?
Yes. And see, because he lives in a neighboring city, which is 2 hours away,
Wait a minute. He said he would drive 2 hours. Why isn't he?
No. He is doing it, Dr. Allen. He is doing it.
What?
But
oh, he's a different man.
Okay.
He's not willing to drive the 2 hours.
No, I'm sorry. Let me try that again, please. He is willing to drive the 2 hours to see me. However, I want to remain in a neutral environment where we can take the time to continue to get to know each other. And as you mentioned, to confirm that there's chemistry and compatibility are the three C's.
Okay. So how will you get it if you don't date him?
But that's my goal. I do want to date him.
Does he want to date you?
Yes, he does.
Do you say yes or no?
I said yes.
Good. So you're dating him?
Correct.
Good. Then we're right on the same page.
That's good to hear.
good luck and call again.
Okay, so I think one question that I need clarification on is that after the 3 dates and we confirm that we have the chemistry and the compatibility, then when is a good time to go to each other's homes? That's what I'm unclear on.
To go what? Where to go?
To visit each other's homes.
Wait a minute. That sounds like you're going back into Boss.
Oh, I see what you're saying. And you know something, just so you know, Dr.
You have the veto right. Oh, thank you for the invitation, but I'm not comfortable yet doing that. But I think, ask me again. See, I hear you sliding back into your mother's training program.
I know.
Do you want to read a book? Have you read Getting to I Do?
Yes, I have. I have started, I read most of it. Is there a particular chapter you want me to focus on at this point in time?
So, you've got to read the whole book.
That's true.
Be sure you take the test in there for wanting to be male, which is respect, female, cherishing, or both.
I did take the test.
You what?
I did take the test.
And what did you count?
Masculine, which you've clearly identified. But
that's what I'm catching. The training you got from Mom, who did the best she could, but that's it.
Yes, precisely.
Okay, so either join one of our classes and either Kelly or Susan will teach you how to communicate.
I appreciate the offer, but I'm gonna stay on the waiting. I'm gonna get on the waiting list and stay on it until you become available. I only want to learn.
No, I think that was when I was the only one that was teaching. Now Kelly and Sue both are doing classes, so there's three of us.
Okay.
Kelly, Sue, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Allen.
What can we tell this darling lady?
Get on that waiting list or pick one of the other classes. info@drpatallen.com is the email place to go to find out how to do it and get on that list.
I will do that.
And if you want to get a book that has the tools in it, get the book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe.
Okay, I will order that as soon as I get off the phone.
It has I-ness, how to be you, we-ness, how to date and mate, and us, dealing with your mother and your friends. So that has the tools in it.
Okay, I will order that book today.
Good, excellent. And you can always call me here, and I'll answer your question. But that won't get you trained.
Precisely.
Okay.
Precisely. And one thing I want to tell you that I'm observing, because we all are in our masculine when we're working, that I'm using the same tools at work.
No, dear. No. You don't use the tools at work.
Oh, don't. Okay.
You use everybody's supposed to be respected at work. Right?
I do agree.
When you leave work, you then have a choice. So you're catching a little bit of what I'm teaching, but I'm telling you the books are there. The one that summarizes all of my work is A Man's World and A Woman's Universe. They're in charge of things like money. We like to be in charge of oxygen, breathing, talking, negotiating. Okay?
Okay, Dr. Allen.
So please feel free to learn.
I most definitely. I'm an excellent student, and I will continue
good.
To learn and grow.
Okay.
Have a beautiful evening, ladies. Have a beautiful evening. Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Sam is at our switchboard, 323-203-0815. And he's getting us calls. Now, remember, callers, if you get in our queue, we'll be calling you back. You may not recognize the number, but answer, it's us. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do.
What is it?
Okay, let me give you a little backstory. So my husband is 58 and I am 41, and we've been happily married for 10 years.
Yay.
And we have a five-year-old. Yeah.
Good.
Yay. And we have a five-year-old, and we are in a
five-year-old
relationship.
What?
Five-year-old son. Five-year-old
okay.
son. We're in a covenant relationship. He's the, you know, he works and
he's
brings the money in.
Oh,
and
you really know Pat Allen, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, because, you know, we started off, you know, with your, I came to one of your events at the theater, and I had a question about
wonderful.
My relationship with him.
Yeah. Audience, so, I'm not paying her to say this either.
No. But yeah, so I take care of the home, and we're just like, we are a great team. And
why do I know there's a word called but coming up?
But, yeah.
What is the imperfection?
Well, okay, so for me this past weekend. So about 3 years ago, I decided to finally go vegan. Do you know what vegan is? I think
yes,
so.
I know that. Vegan is
okay,
not
good.
Eating meat.
Yeah, so after going vegan, I started to attend protests and animal rights advocacy.
Wait a minute. Are you respected or cherished first?
I'm cherished first.
Do you respect him enough to do what he says as long as you don't have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer to sue him? Do you respect
yes.
your husband?
I do.
Do you cook two meals for you and him?
Three. I
okay.
cook three meals.
Well, your son is 5 years old. He doesn't eat the same
that
food, too. Maybe, but he will. Do
but he
you
does.
Respect, mm-hmm. Do you realize if your husband was diabetic, you would have to eat a diabetic's food?
Yeah.
Do you realize that your spiritual wanting to be a vegan is beautiful, but you don't have to have the same food?
Well, yeah. Okay. So that's where I'm having trouble because for me...
Are you marketing uh-huh. veganism?
I, let's see. Well, I guess when I attend the animal rights advocacy events, I am marketing it.
Do you use veganism in any negative way with your husband?
I don't think so. I don't
okay.
know. Maybe I do.
If you're in a covenant relationship, do you have people come to your house? Because in a covenant, which is a legal marriage in Louisiana, you don't work outside the house.
Right.
So is your commercializing veganism interfering with your respect for your husband's need to be married to you?
No, I don't think so. He's supportive of the events that
good.
I go to.
Then yeah. What is the but?
Well, the but is that he eats about 98% vegan.
Does he want to be or must he be because there is another food cooked? Does he have to eat vegan?
That's a good question.
That's why I'm asking it.
Yeah, well, he likes eating the way we eat because it's healthy vegan. It's like whole food, plant-based.
I think that's wonderful, but what's the but?
The but is that he's still very committed to eating steak and eggs, where for
what business is that of yours?
Because it turns me off, and now I'm like not wanting to sleep with him because I'm so bummed that he wants to support animal abuse.
What he eats is nowhere in my training program.
I know. That's why I was like, if anybody knows, it would be Dr. Pat Allen.
I'm telling you, if you want a divorce, you're doing fine.
I know.
Will you please mind your own business?
Yes.
You have meals to cook for your son that you and your husband wouldn't eat because they're for five-year-olds. You have a vegan, that's you, and you have every right not to eat meat. Do you know who now has to eat meat? The Dalai Lama.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I've heard about that.
I know that, but I'm bringing it up.
Yeah.
I want you to know that you're being a man when you try to force his food as if he were 4 years old. You're disrespecting him hideously.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that.
And why would you call me when I'm not a vegan?
Because you're really good at, you know, taking yourself.
Wait a minute.
Out of the
situation. Then you are. No, I don't.
Okay.
My moral, ethical, legal code is on the table. I walk like I talk. So you have a vegan in your house. You have a normal, whatever we're called, and you have a five-year-old. That's three different meals.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, your husband pays your bills.
Right.
Then for what reason are you trying to teach him how to eat?
Well, why I called you is because you're an expert in.
I know. I'm a transactional analyst. I'm a marriage, family, child. So what has that got to do with why you're teaching your husband to be 4 years old?
Well, no, I get that part, and I'm not trying to force it down his throat.
Of course you are. What you're doing is putting him in a, I don't know what you'd call it. You're cutting him off sexually.
Well, it's because for me, you know, how animals are treated.
Honey,
like
I want you to know you're treating your husband like he's an animal instead of a human.
Okay.
You have every right to get a divorce. By the way, did you know he ate meat before you married him?
Yes. I mean, we both did. We both ate meat up until 3 years ago. Then I, you know, made the
divorced
choice.
Divorced him. Vegan. Then you divorced him. You are not married to this man.
Yeah.
You're using his money to market vegans and feed your son. But I want you to know that he is not getting what he's paying for.
Yeah.
Are you willing to consider getting a divorce?
Yes.
Okay. You said it. Will you give your son to your husband? Or is your son
yes.
going to be raised vegan?
No. Our son is my
No,
kid.
It isn't. No. It is not our son. He's your son, and you're going to give him to his dad.
Yeah.
Because you can't stand cooking food that's meat for your son.
Well, yeah, the cooking, it's also the purchasing, it's also where
honey,
it came from.
Honey, I understand that. So you're going to get a divorce, and you're going to give your son to your husband before he's 11 years old, so he's really wounded. Did you hear me say earlier that a mother is a mirror for her son's respectable nature?
Yes.
You're going to
yes.
divorce your husband and abandon your son so you don't bother an animal. Okay.
If that's the case, then no. I
that's the
divorce,
case. You never have to eat a piece of meat in your life. I never said you had to be anything but a vegan. But mind your own business. I use the example of a diabetic. They eat weird. No sugar, no this, no that. Boring.
Yeah.
But if they want to die, they can eat all the sugar they want. Do
yeah.
you understand how the devil's doing you in?
Kind of, I think.
How come you allow your son to eat meat?
Well, I don't when he's with me, but when he's with
oh,
his
no,
dad.
Oh, no, that's fine. Hey, I'm not arguing about that. I said ever. Why do you allow your son to eat?
What?
You don't want a divorce yet. But you're on the way. You're
yeah.
going to take the family down so you don't hurt an animal. Okay. If that makes sense to you, you got it.
Well, okay. So the way that I look at it, though, is that, like, it's an injustice. Like, so let's say instead of being a non-vegan, my husband is, like, we both were racist or we both were, like,
I'm not going to do hypothetical. I'm going to do moral, ethical, and legal. Eating mm-hmm. meat is, I don't want to do hypothetical therapy.
Okay.
I want to
yeah.
ask you why you allow his dad without divorcing his dad. Because I already agreed. When the son is with you, as long as the pediatrician says the kid is being fed with the food he needs, that's fine.
Well, I was still thinking about how I felt about the whole thing.
Well, why don't you be a vegan and let your husband be an animal eater and let your son be whatever parent he's with? Hopefully both parents.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't want,
you don't want what?
I definitely don't want like a broken link. I know. But what do I do about it? Turns me off.
I got news for you. If you need to get a divorce, get one. If you're going to follow a feeling, there's only four ways to change feelings. Do you want to hear what they are?
Yeah.
Drugs. Become a drunk. Eat sugar. Become a drunk. Go to a doctor and get some antidepressants. Does that sound good?
No.
Well, then we've got even two bigger ones. Kill him.
No.
Or divorce him.
Okay.
Or worse than that, kill yourself.
No. What if I had a thought that maybe I can make an arrangement where like he can sleep with other people if he really needs to.
What?
Yeah.
You're going to send him next door to eat?
Well, I feel bad because I'm just like so bummed out about
honey
being adamant about eating meat.
Are you willing to go to a therapist?
Yes.
EMDR.
EMDR.
Yeah, EMDR. What city are you in?
I'm actually in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay. You've got a pencil? Stars for traumatized people. You've been traumatized with this issue.
Yes.
You're suffering terribly. I am not an emotive therapist. I'm a cognitive behavioral transactional analyst. Do you understand what that means?
Yeah.
I'm not interested in your feelings. I'm interested in your sanity.
Yeah.
Who ever heard of a therapist that said, you can do this if you, get drunk, get medicine, kill him, or yourself? How does that sound? Does that sound nuts? But you're suffering. You're not having sex. You're advertising how to do the same thing to other people. You're acting like your mother. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So EMDR, Austin, Texas, write this down. Austin, Texas, called the International EM, that's Eye Movement Rapid Desensitization, is for people that have been traumatized. It's recognized. One of my students is the director of the organization in Los Angeles, Robert Storr, and he basically helps people deal, soldiers in particular, that have been traumatized by being in the war. You've been traumatized by being in a get a divorce and send your son away. That's horrible. You have been traumatized.
I have. I've seen too much.
I know that, dear. No, I'm telling you. The International EMDR Association in Austin, Texas, will send you names of people that live in your area that are therapists that do this work.
Yeah. Okay.
You have got to get help.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm telling you, I hope to God I've saved your family.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Please let me know. I want you to. The reason I haven't got the number is I don't want to take my headset off. I want you to call EMDR International in Austin, Texas, for their central office to get the names and numbers of therapists in your city that you can see for this horrible trauma. Did you hear me in the beginning approve of you being a vegan?
Yes.
Did I not say cook a meal for him, cook a meal for your son, cook a meal for you? But you said, I want to be respected. I don't want to be cherished with sex. I want to be respected. You, because you're a man in a woman's body, woman.
Yeah. And I know at this age, you know, he's sensitive.
You're what?
I was saying, I know at this age, he's 58. So I know he's sent, although he's, you know, wants to be respected, he has
a right to be, dear, if you will, you're not an I, you're a zero. Your mother was a 10 and you're a zero. I want you to be a 5 so that everybody in your life can be a 5 with you to make motherhood, wifehood, life.
Yes.
Now do you know the reason that you're calling me? Because I'm not pro-vegan and I'm not against vegan.
Right.
Therefore, you can trust that what I'm saying is good for your husband, is good for you, and especially it's good for your son who had a freedom of choice, especially by his mother. And if you want to read a book about that, The War Against Boys, so many masculine women like yourself are molding your sons into girls. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And did he respect your mom?
I don't remember.
Did they stay married?
No, they divorced after.
Who divorced who?
My mom divorced my dad.
Did she marry somebody else?
She never got married, but she is still with who I call him my stepdad, even though they're not married, but they've been together.
That's her lover. That's her lover. She has sex with her lover.
Yeah, they've been together for 30 years or something.
And they're both vegans?
No, but my mom is definitely leaning towards.
You can't lean towards when you're eating an animal. You're vegan or you're not vegan.
No, she's not.
Do you understand? I'm not judging you, but I'm bringing out your confusion. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
And I've given you a healthy place to find a therapist that can help you unravel this confusion.
Okay.
And the part of my book that this speaks to is I-ness in a man's world, a woman's you. Your husband has a right to be an individual. You respect your son more than your husband. I want you to respect your husband, your son, and yourself.
Yeah.
You can't be a we or an us unless you're an I. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck. Call back.
Okay, I will. Thanks for your time and your wisdom.
Thank you, Colin.
Am I doing it for you or for me?
For me.
I'm doing it for me. For you.
Okay.
Got it? Thank you. Good luck. God bless.
All righty. Hey, I think we have another caller on the line. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Thanks so much for still being available. My question is...
My pleasure.
I don't believe this is a high buy, but I want to see if I'm expecting...
Oh, you know Pat Allen.
Sorry, not a high buy. I meant a where did you go? I don't believe that's this what it is, but I believe it's a... I think it's respecting him, so I just wanted to clarify.
Well, what are you respecting him in?
And so we went on a second date, and he's like, send me a list of things that you'd be interested in doing. So I sent him a couple of things, and one of them was to volunteer to clean up the river with a local place.
And that's wonderful.
Yeah, and so we didn't do that because it got canceled because of the weather. So
okay. Now, he asked you to make a list of things, right?
Yeah.
Have you read Getting to I Do?
Yes.
Have you read Negotiating, Time, Space, Money, and Play?
Yes.
And he's respectable leading you, right?
Yes, correct.
And you want to be cherished more than respected, right?
Correct.
Okay, so we're on the same page. So
yes.
He didn't want to go, or he did want to go?
Oh, it was canceled because of the weather.
Well,
so on our second date, we did end up doing something else together. And then he said, let me know when the next event is so that we can go. And so
now,
I was wondering if...
Now, do you know that because he asked you to do it, it's feminine for you to do it?
Okay, good. I just wanted to check on that. So when I see the event, I can say, hey, I'm reaching out to let you know that this is when the next event is.
That's it. He wants you to give him an agenda of dates, and that's very masculine.
Perfect.
Okay, is that what you're calling for?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
That was it. Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Paul. Bye-bye. Okay, that number is 323-203-0815 to hop in the hot seat and get your question answered. Hello, caller. You are live there with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Yes, hello.
Hi. One of the men that's dating me said he's going to ask me to be his girlfriend when he sees me in person, and I'm happy about that. He's 51% valuable, but there's some concerns. There's just a couple things that I want to address with him.
What
I want to make sure I'm ready. He has ADD, and he left his phone. It's the second time that his phone has died.
Attention deficit disorder.
Yeah, I have it too, though, but he has it way worse than me. I feel like I'm a lot more organized than him.
but there's a book and it's called Driven to Distraction.
I bought it.
Oh, you bought it already. You heard me advertise it?
Yep, you told me about it.
Okay.
So what happened was is that his phone died and he never called me back. And it's the second time it happened on our first date. And I thought he left when we were on our first date.
Is
we were with
him. On his medicine?
Yes.
He doesn't want you if he doesn't call you within 8 weeks.
No, he did, but it was just that he was going to call me back, and I was waiting for him to call me back, and
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Would you please get a notebook, a small one, and put his commitments in there, and then ask him for permission to remind him?
Okay. Like, so ask him for permission to make sure that he charges his phone?
Should you do what?
Ask him permission to make sure that he charges his phone. Because that's the problem. He lets his phone die, and then I can't communicate with him.
Do you understand? First of all, do you know my tools?
Yes.
And you know the one. How long have you dated him?
It's been about a month.
Okay, so it's right in the beginning.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to say, honey, or what do you call him?
Yeah, honey.
Okay, honey, I have something to ask you for permission to do for us.
Okay.
Are you willing to hear me?
Okay.
Would he say yes or no?
He would say yes.
I thank you. When would it be convenient for you to listen to what I have to ask?
Okay.
Would he say, now's okay?
Yeah, he would.
Okay. Then you would say, you and I have so much compatibility that even our ADD is compatible.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I want permission from you to remind you of all the promises that we negotiate.
Okay.
Will you give me that permission?
Okay.
And if you can, get it in writing.
Okay, that's great. And then there's one more thing. So
what is it?
I've been out with his friends a lot, and he seems to have this harem. And he hasn't slept with them, but they want him. But I addressed him, like, I said, I used your tools. I said, I have something sensitive to say, and if he was willing to hear it. And I said that I felt uncomfortable when his woman friend was grabbing his arm and everything and asked him if he was willing to talk to her about it. He said, yes, he did talk to her about it, and she stopped. But we're going to be around them all the time. Like, what do I do if it happens again? Because I don't want to keep on having to tell him this.
Oh, you really don't? Then I strongly recommend that don't date a man. Honey, that's like saying, I don't want to be with the man that lost a leg in the war. And then you go with somebody without a leg.
So he's just going to keep forgetting everything that we say? Because I remember things.
Honey, I have my husband died in 9008,
uh-huh.
And I have a nice walking buddy. We're not going anywhere. I'm 87 years old, and he's like 60. What? No, we're not going anywhere. The first thing he said to me, and he's never even been to my lecture, is, I want you to know I have ADD, and I can't remember things.
Okay.
So I'm telling you, that impressed me, you know, because...
Yeah.
So I've gotten used to it. All we do is walk in the morning. That's all we do. Because that's all I want to do. What?
So then I just have to accept when we're with his friends and those women are there that he's going to forget and they're going to be touching him and then I'm going to have to remind him again?
Put your hands like a referee in timeout.
Okay.
Don't speak make an agreement that when he sees you putting your hand like that, he's flirting with a woman or doing something you don't like.
Okay.
And if he wants you, whatever he's doing has got to stop.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't want to have to keep saying it over again. In between.
I guarantee you're going to have to say it over and over again. I guarantee it.
Okay.
Do you accept him or do you reject him?
No,
I
accept him.
Are you tolerating him? Is he 51% valuable?
Yeah, he is 51% valuable.
Well, then would you please stop evaluating him as if he's normal?
Okay.
He's not normal. He's been diagnosed, and so have you. Do you take your medicine?
Yeah, but I'm a lot better than him. That's why I guess it's hard for me to understand. Because
Darling, just because you're less disabled than he is does not mean a normal man could stand you.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Have you ever been with a normal man?
Yeah.
Did he ask you to be his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Did you make it to the altar?
No, he actually cheated on me because I wasn't available enough.
Oh, you turned him down?
It was before I knew your work, and I wasn't available enough, and so he ended up cheating on me.
Okay, well then you dumped him because he was unfaithful.
Yeah. Right.
Well, this guy's not unfaithful. He's disabled.
Right.
So are you.
Right.
Are you willing to be the less disabled person?
Yes.
Does he cherish you when he's on duty?
Yes, he did. Because when I brought it up about that woman, he let her know and she didn't touch him for the rest of the night.
I've got news for you. He's teachable.
Okay.
Please thank him every time you see him learn from you how to be with you.
Uh-huh, I did. I told him I appreciate it, that he heard my feelings, and I felt cherished a few times.
Keep on doing it. Men have male bodies, but they have female souls, the anima.
Uh-huh.
Women have female bodies, but male souls. Called the animus.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Dr. Allen, one more thing. Can I ask you one more thing or no?
I believe so.
I don't want to have intercourse with him until I have an engagement ring. You also advised me that I shouldn't have intercourse unless I have an engagement ring because I've just been in too many painful relationships. So how do I say that to him?
Wait a minute. I didn't quite understand. You want an engagement ring before you have intercourse, make love.
Yeah, and you advise me that I should have an engagement ring because I've been in a lot of painful relationships.
Wait a minute. Where did you get it that I said you shouldn't get an engagement ring?
I don't know. Usually in your book, you just say the monogamous, continuous, long-term aiming towards marriage, and that's what I originally said to him. But
I do not require engagement rings because it brings up prenups, it brings up the legal. I have problem with you being a girlfriend, boyfriend, with a promise ring, with a fiancé,
I was sexually stimulated before the age of 9, so you said I should ask for an
invitation. I know that. I'm saying, hear what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't tell people they have to have an engagement ring because that's a legal maneuver.
Okay.
Number one, I tell them, do not have intercourse unless you feel good and safe and he is willing to not live with you. I do not approve of living together unless you're engaged. That's what I say.
Okay, so I just asked for a promise ring.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I can do that.
Yes, you can.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not going to have sexual intercourse without a promise ring. I don't want to do that.
Okay. And you can go for the engagement ring. I have no problem with that.
I can say engagement ring?
You can say what?
I can say engagement ring and not promise ring?
You can say either one, but the engagement ring is closer to getting married. The promise ring is new relationship, but boyfriend, girlfriend, monogamous, continuous, both aiming towards marriage. Do you understand that?
Right. So I should just ask for a promise ring for now.
For now? How long have you dated him?
A month.
That's promise ring time.
Okay.
The first 3 months in a relationship, everybody's trying to do it right. The second 3 months, they're not doing it quite right. The third 3 months, you're negotiating time, space, money, and play.
Okay.
And then you do a prenup or a pre-man. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It gets heavier as you go.
Right.
Got it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Welcome. Bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Okay, calling number.
We have somebody else?
Hold up, Dr. Pat. We're getting them. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to dive in that seat. Get your questions asked. I'm checking in with Sam right now to see what we've got in our queue. I think he's trying to get us one, but we're going to see. Hello, caller. You are
please
live
leave
on
your
the
message
air
for
with Dr. Allen. Oh, no. Voicemail. That sucks. Okay. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, I do. Hi, Dr.
What is it?
Yes. So Dr. Pat, I called about 2 weeks ago about the fact that I will be changing job location. And you said that if I'm changing job location, I need to let my coworker know, who has been flirting with me but hasn't officially asked me out. And so,
well,
do you remember?
No, I don't remember. No, I don't remember.
Okay,
you want somebody to date you that's not dating you.
Yeah, so he's a coworker.
Well, do you want to be respected or cherished?
Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
I want to be cherished.
Well,
so
if you want to be cherished, you have to wait for him.
So I have been waiting, right? I have been waiting. He has.
How long
waiting.
Are you waiting for him to date you?
More than 3 months. 6 months.
How long?
More than 3 months.
Do you live near each other? Do you work in the same office? Where do you see him?
We live near each other.
And he sees you and you smile, you flirt. You do flirt, right?
Yes, we don't see each other daily, but we see each other like bi-weekly.
Where do you see him?
I work from time to time because I work from home.
Okay, so you don't go out of your house?
Yes.
Well, where would you ever see him to flirt with him?
I see him. He has my number. I have him on social media. And I see him from time to time.
Do you call him?
No.
Okay, but he doesn't call you either.
He texted me from time to time.
He does what?
He texts. He sends me a message.
He texts you.
Yes.
Then he wants to be cherished.
Probably.
Do you want me to tell you how to do it?
Yes.
What city do you live in?
Long Beach.
Long Beach. We have a number of theaters and things in Long Beach, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Are you willing to buy tickets to a theater, not a movie theater, a theater?
Okay.
And when you see him, or do you know his house? Can you go to his door and knock?
Yes.
Could you go there and ask him and tell him, somebody's given me these tickets. Are you willing to escort me to it?
Okay.
That's escort service.
Okay.
That's not a date. It's a date, but it's not a date. It's an escort date.
Okay,
you know him well enough. You live close enough and you flirt with each other, but he wants to be pursued, so I'm giving you my approved technique for doing that.
Okay. I like that. I can do that.
I know you can. That's why I told you. So find something. It could be a little show, something, but not a movie.
Okay.
Something a little better than a movie.
Okay.
But what you can afford. And you got them at work. Somebody gave you a set of tickets.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay. Because if he likes you and you have a nice, friendly date, thank him for the date because you asked him. And you can if you want. Do you want to include a light meal?
He's probably going to put, yeah, I wouldn't mind it. He's probably going to propose to go get drinks.
So, but make sure you have the tickets to something that you want to see.
Okay.
Okay? So look up your newspapers this weekend.
Okay.
Okay?
I will.
Good. Good luck.
I have another question.
What?
I've got you calling for something else, Mimi.
Okay, what is it?
So I'm actually dealing with a dilemma right now.
Wait, what did you say?
A bit of a dilemma. I'm not trying to make a decision, and it's hard to make the decision. And it's going to impact my dating life quite a bit. So I wanted to hear your advice about it.
I did not hear how that went.
Okay. I'm going to tell you. So I'm currently, for my job, I have to move. But originally, I was just going to move.
No, what I'm hearing is a big situation.
Okay. Yes.
I just taught you something, So I've taken back the offer because it'll go into working. Okay? Call back again another time.
Okay.
If you have a one sentence question, ask it.
Okay, so my question is, what is your advice for long distance dating? Because I will be out of the country in about 2 months. And if I were to start dating anybody right now, I'm going to be away for 4 months. And I just wanted to get your advice about how it is to date long distance from another country.
Well, you obviously don't want to get married.
I do want to get married.
There are three things. Number one, monogamy. Number two, compatibility. He's in another country. And you have not given up on him. Is that respectable or cherishing him?
He's in another country because he has to be there.
I understand that, dear. I'm asking you, are you cherishing him or is he cherishing you?
Cherishing me all the time.
No, he isn't. You asked me for advice on how to see him.
This is two different guys. Sorry, two different guys.
What?
This is two different guys.
Now, this is why I sensed that we would get into this. So if you want to chase him, chase him.
I don't want to chase anybody. I just want to know kind of what is your advice when it comes to being long distance. Do you know
what you meant? Somebody in another country is not compatible.
He's leaving in 2 months. He's leaving to be there for 4 months.
Okay. I want you to see. I'm telling you, you're doing what you want to do now, so keep doing it.
I'm confused.
I know that. That's why I want you to call me back, because I'm knowing the confusion.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, call me back. But he's coming home in a month, so flirt with him when he comes back.
Yeah, there's confusion. I'll call back. There's a bit of confusion. Thank you, Dr. Paul. I'll just call you back. Maybe today. Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have a question from our Facebook people.
All right, what is it?
They want you to explain, where did you go and when it's warranted.
Oh, where did you go? Okay, I will tell you exactly. You've dated somebody. You're not in a committed relationship. And whether you're a man or no, it's for a woman who wants to be cherished. You've only dated a couple of times. And he says on the second or third date, because I ask you to date three times to get.
Well, we lost Dr. Pat, but we're going to get her back. There she is. Go ahead,
okay.
Dr. Pat.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is for somebody that you only dated a couple of times, but on the last time you dated him, he said, oh, this was fun. I want to do this next week. And it's Friday this week. So that would behoove him to call you up and say, I want to see you on Sunday.
Okay, we're hitting that technical problem here in the last half hour of the show, but we are going to get her back again. I apologize. Okay, Dr. Pat.
All right. So you dated, is the girl on the phone? No, you are telling the story, Kelly.
Yeah, actually, okay. There's four or five.
I'm going to do it. You had a couple of dates, no more than three. And the last one, he said, we got to do this again. And then hung up. And then you did not hear from him for 3 or 4 days. That's when I suggest that you say.
Oh my goodness, there she goes again. All righty. Well,
hello,
Dr. Pat.
Go ahead. Okay. You've dated somebody a couple of times. And he said he wanted to do it again next week, but it got to be Wednesday or Thursday, and there was no sound from him. I give you permission to leave a message. You said we had fun and you wanted to see me this week. Where did you go?
I love it. That's awesome. They're loving it too. They're just like, okay, Dr. Pat, we got you on this one. All right. And the next question is, is it possible for a man at 35 to shift from a masculine man to a monk?
Well, a monk is a person who's basically not interested in mating or marrying or loving.
Yes, this woman is saying this. She is 37. He is 35. They had a very passionate romantic life. They've been married 3 years, but now he does not want to engage in sexuality. And he does not want to have conversations, really. He's short and abrupt. And he tends to go sleep on the couch.
He may be biologically gay.
Oh, wow. Do you explain?
Many people don't realize that being gay can be a biological issue, but they don't want to live that way. So they get married for about 3 years, and then it's like a man who doesn't want to be with a woman can't stand it in 3 years. And so he acts gay.
Yes.
I have to simple identification center at UCLA to see if people are really masculine or feminine.
Right.
Do you know that I read some time ago that they're evaluating with blood tests boys when they're born for identification of vasopressin, which is a hormone which basically, if it isn't produced in a baby boy early before three, that boy is going to end up a girl. Everybody's a girl for at least a week when mom gets pregnant.
That's right.
Then the mother sends out her Y, and the boy sends out his Y, and they mix up the XX so that mom produces the SRY gene, which she and the baby boy growing into a boy in the 20th sometime years in months, around 20 to 25.
Okay, everybody, we're going to get her back. That call-in number is 323-203.
Well, what I'm saying is I send people to UCLA Identity, Sexual Identity, in order to find out, for example, if a boy doesn't produce vasopressin by the age of three, he's going to be a girl in a boy's body.
Indeed. Oh, we've got a caller on, Dr. Pat. Caller, you're live with Dr. Pat. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi. How you
Hi.
Doing?
We're
I do
doing
have a question.
Pretty
I,
good.
I just want to. Very good. It's beautiful today. I was struggling with a man telling me he doesn't trust me. And I've been with him for a while. But every time we talk serious, you know, he told me last night, I just don't trust you. And is that just a cop out, do you think? Or I'm just kind of, there's really no reason why he shouldn't trust me, I don't think. But for a man to tell you that, I'm thinking maybe he's just trying to not get serious.
Are you saying he does not trust you?
Well, during our relationship, I always wanted him to commit more to me. So I decided, you know, I'm going to go date. And I would tell him, okay, if you don't want to commit, there's another man that does. So I'm going to see where that's going to go. And
so did you threaten him?
No, I actually cried that night. And I told him, I don't want you, you know, I don't want to leave you, but we're not going anywhere.
So you basically like being respected by your men.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. They're all.
And I think he does. He loves me to cherish.
Well, then
him.
Why don't you be a man with him? I
but how do you go about doing
that?
How do you do that without, I don't know.
What do you mean?
Feeling,
you act like
control.
A man. You send him flowers. You take him out to dinner. You propose to him.
Oh, wow.
And he often doesn't work as much as you do, and he often doesn't bring in the same amount of money as you do, but he's very lovable. He's maybe very artistic. He's very feminine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
so is your
tired,
did
but...
you wait a minute. Was your mother masculine, respectable, or feminine, cherishable?
She never had a man. Well, she married my dad, but they got divorced. You know, we only were married like 8 years, and then she never remarried.
He remarried,
but she never did.
She never did. Mm-hmm. Does she have a girlfriend?
My mom? No.
Yeah.
No.
Now, when I say girlfriend, women, a lot of gay women don't get together for sex. they get together for companionship. And when I work with gay couples, one is masculine for a year or two, then she changes to feminine, and the one that's feminine goes masculine for a couple, and they go back and forth because women's nervous system can do that, blow some bridges between the right lobe feelings and the left lobe thinking. So women are born to think and feel, whereas right-handed men have one corpus callosum and they're either thinking respectfully or they're feeling, but they don't go back and forth. Drives them crazy when women put feelings and thinking together. So sexual identity, would you like to be a respected woman with a creative, maybe younger man that you sexually like?
Well, I think I really down deep want to be cherished. I think the man that I'm with, it's just hard for him to cherish me the way I want to be cherished. So I kind of give in.
But do you turn him off by being too masculine? Do you want the five tools? Do you want the five tools for talking to him like he's a man?
Yes.
Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
A long time ago. I need to read it again.
You better read it. Have you taken the test for feminine, masculine, or narcissistic? It's in the book.
I did.
And
I think I was I think I was kind of in the middle.
That's called narcissistic. You want to be respected and cherished. Whoever's with you's got to be a zero. Do you want the tools that sound like you want to respect him? Because men need to be respected before they can cherish you. They can't cherish you unless you respect them. But feminine men can. Feminine men like masculine women.
How do you know if he's feminine? What qualities do
they? Because he doesn't do what you want by mind reading. He just sits there. And you want him to do this and that and thus and so. But you read my book, so you don't do that because you think you want to be cherished. I have no problem with women wanting to be respected, and I have no problem with men wanting to be cherished. I just need one respectable and one cherishable straight guy or gay guy or respectable woman. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Dating is like dancing. Discoing. Can you tell who's discoing with who?
Well, I know he kind of lays back and he always
lays back is goes passive, patient, and vulnerable. Do you want the tools or not?
Yes.
Don't ask a man how he feels unless he's puking or bleeding.
Okay.
Got it? And that includes teaching, preaching, bitching, moaning, or questioning. Don't be respectable. Be cherishably passive, patient, and vulnerable. Got that?
Yes.
Second tool, and all of these tools are in my last book, A Man's World, A Woman's Universe, I-ness, we-ness, us-ness. The second tool is don't teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question unless you've made an appointment for his time and energy to listen to what you want. The third tool is he's irritating you. Whatever he's doing, you don't like it. So you say to him, you have every right to do that, but it's turning me off. Do you want to turn me off or not? When he does something you don't like, the first thing out of your mouth is the fact that he has a right to do it, unless you have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer. You got that?
Yes.
The fourth tool is 90% of all communication is nonverbal. It's tones of voice, gestures, postures, facial expressions, but you can't negotiate with those. So you have to say, honey, I sense by the look on your face, or I think by the body language, or I believe by your rolling your eyes that you're upset about something. Am I right? If he says yes, you say, when would it be convenient for you to tell me about it? And then you say to him, what can I do to help you and I do better? Do better. Because he's a masculine man. And the last tool is time out. I've already talked about it on this show. Time out is what the umpire referee does when he says time out, that cross T. That is a nonverbal version of the second tool. I sense, I think, I believe by the tone of your voice, the look on your face, that you're upset about something. So with that, he says, what are you doing? And you say, I'm signaling you that I'm uncomfortable with something you're saying or something you're doing. Are you willing to hear me? Have you heard what I'm saying?
Yes. And you know,
did
what
you write down? What?
I tried to do that because I've listened to you before a lot. And so I did ask him the other day because his body language was off. And so I said, I feel like something's bothering you. But before I even said that, he told me this. This is what he does. He'll say,
you're supposed to say, I have something to say to you that's sensitive. You have to flag them or they totally tighten up every muscle, including their penis.
He tries to put it on me. He tries to put it on me, though, Dr. Allen. He tries to put it on me. He'll go, is something bothering you? You know, do you have something to say?
Yes.
And then I'll
That's
go, no,
why you
I'm
say to him, by the look on your face, by the tone of your voice, by your rolling your eyes, by body language, I'm picking up a nonverbal message that you're upset about something. Am I right? Yes or no? If he says, I don't want to talk, then say, okay, and don't talk. Look at your watch. Within an hour, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Right. Okay.
I'm teaching you, masculine woman, how to speak to a masculine man.
Okay.
Respect him. You be passive, patient, and vulnerable to his thoughts, wants, opinions. But you have tools I've just given you and my books will give you that tell you how to say something when you're uncomfortable.
Okay.
Got it?
And I think we're just on two different pages with marriage and living together. And I think that's what he gets mad at me about, because I want marriage and he doesn't believe in marriage anymore. So,
well, then why not be basically just committed to each other? Do you need to be legally married?
I don't So I would like I just think it's, but I guess.
Why don't you be a man and propose to a man that's enough of a woman to want to be with you?
I think he would say no.
What?
Proposal.
Mating and marriage are the same contract without lawyers.
Okay. And is it wrong for a man?
Monogamy, continuity, and longevity.
Okay. I think he's waiting for me to be totally away from my family. You know, I'm raising my son. He'll be graduating this year and everything. And I think that's what he's waiting for.
Well, then why don't you just enjoy him until it happens?
Okay.
How old are you?
Sure, no.
How old are you?
I'm 55.
Okay. So why don't you enjoy him without the wedding? Get the ring with a man, because we end up being a free wife.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay.
I want you to have the honor of being engaged.
And then that wouldn't scare him because he would think marriage?
What?
Does that scare a man to thinking I want marriage, like legal?
I did not hear what you said well.
Does that scare a man to give you an engagement ring when they don't want marriage, like legal marriage?
No, it doesn't. When you say, I don't need to be married to you, I just need a symbol that tells people, and men especially, that I'm taken.
Okay.
You have a child. How old is your child?
That actually came up, and then his response was, I want to do these things sometimes. I just don't trust you. And I'm like, wait, I just didn't know what to say.
Explore my work.
Okay.
Listen to Kelly. What is that show on TV?
www.drpatallen.com. Scroll to the bottom. Chemistry, compatibility, communications. We're out of time, Dr. Pat. What do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
All right. We love you, everyone. We'll be back next week. Until then, be safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.